You're listening to SBS News.
After a cabinet meeting, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the current lockdown will be extended as case numbers continue to rise. Most of New Zealand will remain at the level 4 alert until at least this Friday, while Auckland, the centre of the outbreak, will be locked down until the end of the month.
The safest option for all of us right now is to hold the course for longer. Delta has changed the rules of the game, but we've changed our approach too. We've hardened our alert levels, widened our contact tracing, required more mask wearing.
Of the new cases, 33 were recorded in Auckland overnight and 2 in the capital, Wellington. The rate of infection is now higher than 6, meaning for every positive case, at least 6 more will emerge. It's a figure too high for Jacinda Ardern.
This number needs to be less than 1 in order for the virus to be stamped out. So we have some way to go yet. As a result of the head start Delta had, and the fact that it does move rapidly and effectively, we have more than 320 locations of interest.
Genomic sequencing has identified the source as a returnee from New South Wales, but links from that infection to the community are still being investigated. New Zealand has tested more than 154,000 residents in 6 days, equating to 3% of the population. Potential exposure sites include schools, universities, hospitals, bars, restaurants and airports. A cluster linked to the Samoan Assembly of God Church is raising concerns about a super-spreading event, with more than 500 people exposed during a service held before lockdown. New Zealand Director General of Health Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says 50% of new infections are from the Pacifica community.
A number of the new ones are associated today with the AOG church service 2 Sundays ago. Likewise, I don't have the number off the top of my head. Likewise, even in Wellington, all the newly emergent cases in Wellington are connected with and a close contacts of known cases.
South Auckland Councillor Afeso Collins says the exposure time is listed as 6 hours at the Assembly of God, creating concerns amongst the community.
If our people come together for Sunday school, they'll have their service and then they'll stay on for lunch and fellowship afterwards. So you'll understand that there'll be some very concerned and anxious families at the moment.
More than 14,000 contacts have been identified, with the outbreak exposing the country's low vaccination rates. Only about 23% of its population is fully vaccinated, the lowest in the OECD. The Prime Minister is defending the country's elimination strategy after the COVID-19 response minister said Delta may require New Zealand to change tactics.
We know an elimination strategy has worked for New Zealand before. You know, that's the way that we have managed to have a larger number of days where we have been without restrictions than countries like the UK.
The Prime Minister says the country remains in the thick of the current outbreak, warning things could continue to get worse until they start to get better. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.